This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's COVID-19 metrics are showing improvement, though transmission is still elevated. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Hospitalizations for confirmed COVID-19 cases fell on Wednesday for the first time in more than 2 months. They dropped from 323 to 304, according to the state dashboard. Transmission may be easing as well. About 2 weeks ago, the positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, rose to nearly 13%. On Monday, it fell to 11.2%. Subvariants of Omicron are driving infections. One known as BA.2.12 made up about 60% of cases, but other new super-transmissible strains like BA.4 and BA.5 make up a growing share of cases. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A former Montrose funeral director is taking a proposed plea deal after being caught in a years-long scheme. CPR's Stina Sieg reports, and a warning to listeners, some of the details are disturbing.
The Montrose Daily Press reports that in the meeting, U.S. Attorney Jeremy Chaffin said that Megan Hess intends to plead guilty to one count of mail fraud, thereby admitting to the years-long scheme at Sunset Mesa Funeral Home. Hess and her mother, who still faces a trial, are accused of selling bodies and body parts without proper consent from next of kin. Hess faces up to 20 years in prison. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Right now in Montrose, it's 72 degrees and clear. In Grand Junction, it's 81 degrees with rain in the area. This is CPR News at 6:05.